So, you've had a week to experiment with getting the objective of the interview right. Getting it right before you begin the interview, and which is listening, asking questions that draw out who a person is, why they're there, and what they want. And if you did experiment, I believe you might have noticed how difficult it is to remain focused on that objective. So why is it difficult to execute that objective, despite the fact that we can all agree that it's the right objective? Why is it difficult to pull off? Because there's another layer that's the ultimate foundation that allows a person to pull off that objective well. And that's the mindset of being of service. At the heart of a mindset of service is in approaching all of life, but particularly every interaction with how can I be of service? Service is defined as an action of helping someone. Something happens, somewhat miraculously actually, when one approaches interactions this way. How often you approach all aspects of your work from this mindset will actually determine the kind of leader you are. As a recruiter and interviewer, outside of this mindset of service, listening well, which is of the objective, might feel a bit contrived, unauthentic, or manipulative because you have an agenda. Now, by the way, I speak from complete experience. I never get this right. I never will get this right. But I attempt to work at it. And even as a psychologist, the degree that a sense of service is at the core of my interactions will determine the power of my methods, of my listening and asking questions. Without that sense of service, my agenda gets in the way. My focus morphs quickly into an urgency towards curing the disorder rather than the process and the mindset of the cure. So the process has to be key, and the mindset of that is being of service. The best of the best in any service profession has this at the core. I recently saw a documentary called Supermensch, The Legend of Shep Gordon, who was and is one of the best rock and roll managers of all time. And he confessed that this particular service mindset's at the core of all what he does and what's made him so successful. So your homework this week is to, in at least 25% of your interactions with everyone, which typically is about as good as most people can ever get to, and certainly in every single interview, to be mindful of first the mindset of a servant to the individual, a servant to the interaction. See how much easier it is to execute the objective of finding out who they are, why they're there, and what they want when you are truly of service. And again, doing this will not only attract the top talent, but it'll build an environment that retains the very best as well, because it's difficult to find that anywhere else.